systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jamel. Today is a Wednesday, May 25th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And back again for a special Hump Day episode of the Jamel, episode 498. Robbie, what up, G?
Hey, welcome.
Did you put your G's up and your hose down?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch while all these motherfuckers bounced to this? And then we were rolling down the street. Smoking and
sipping on gin and juice.
With my cross and my money and my money.
And
the
is Endo a real drink? I think of like a Star Wars planet.
Gin and juice?
No, Endo.
Oh, no. What? Endo is pot, nigga.
I missed that
gin
connection.
And
hold on.
Are you
telling me that from 1998 until right now, history making on the Gem Hole podcast, you didn't
I'd
know
never
that
heard of Endo before.
You thought, really?
Endo,
I think of Endor, which is
Endor. Why is Snoop rapping about Ewoks? What the fuck?
Product placement, man.
That's interesting.
You get a
I
call
never
from Lucas. It's like, Snoop, no one would ever suspect that I'm paying you off.
I know, right?
Gin
he's
and
like,
juice just is the drink, buddy.
Yeah,
Endor is the weed.
All right, okay. Snoop, check this out. You're gonna release Doggy Style. And then in 3 years, I'm going to come through and I'm going to digitally remaster Doggy Style.
Dude.
We're going to release it again. And then, check this out, in 3 years after that,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to re-digitally master it in 3D.
Wouldn't that have been crazy if, like,
and I'm
going to
add one extra song.
Let me just say real quick
and
that
re-release
I have
it.
A country version and a punk version
yeah,
of Gin and
yeah.
Juice.
And
I
a
love
ska.
The punk version.
A ska version.
So much drama in the LBC.
And a fucking, thank you.
I love it,
don't
dude.
Ever sing again.
Oh my
Snoop
God.
Had brought the Star
it
Wars prequels
like
back if he replaced Samuel L. Jackson.
With Jar Jar Binks?
No!
Just a whole bunch
with
of
Snoop! If Snoop
oh.
was Samuel.
Could you imagine that?
I'm awesome.
Jedi yes. Snoop? Fuck, dude.
I think
I see some money there.
The only time he never said motherfucker in a movie was Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's true.
And you know he'd try. You know there's.
Oh, dude.
You know
I'm a
somewhere.
Jedi, motherfucker.
Check
know?
This out. Somewhere at LucasArts, at the. What is it called?
Light, the Lucas Ranch?
Yeah, the ranch.
God.
There is a reel of an hour and
Did
a half.
You watch Fanboys for fuck's sakes? Come on.
There's a reel filled with an hour and a half of Samuel L. Jedi just being like, motherfucker! Shit! Shit!
I got a lightsaber,
motherfucker.
Bitch.
You know, he said he would turn down the role if he didn't get a purple lightsaber. It was like a mandatory
Are you serious?
Thing.
Really?
No
I
joke.
Bet you
no,
he
wow.
still had his wallet that said badass motherfucker.
Probably.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
His robes.
You know, he was like, hey, Quentin, when we're done with this, can I keep that?
Yoink.
Oh my God.
Will somebody fuck, tell yeah. me what the motherfuck these snakes are doing on this motherfucking podcast?
Oh my
God,
God
damn it. But yeah, we do this every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 8 o'clock our time. That's 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern on Jamhole TV, which can be found at thejamhole.com/live. Join us, won't you?
Oh, hey.
We're be here. Our friend. Won't you be my neighbor?
Oh my God. Won't you be my
won't
neighbor?
You?
No.
I will say that the fan number 4578342, it sounds like they're wearing like prison robes and like
I know.
The number on the back.
All of our Justin fans are like in jail, and then once yeah. you get out of jail, you get your own name.
That's right.
Justin fan 45326 in front of the cell. Cell watch done. 406-204-4687 if you want to call live and talk to us right now as it happens. Feel
and
free.
Say something more than just hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Am I live?
It's Red Fox.
Hey.
Just wanted to say hello. So,
it's Amham.
Yeah, no, Amham never says, hey, it's Amham.
So, is everyone still here? Are we all here?
I'm here.
Are we good?
Yeah. Physically, mentally, I'm in bed.
So now we're looking towards the future of October 21st for Rapture 2.0.
Number two.
Future? Okay.
The Rapture's revenge. God comes back with a vengeance.
Part two, the rapturing.
And he looks like John fucking Wayne.
Oh, dude.
Could you imagine?
Yes.
Just rolling in on a velociraptor.
Having God use the word pilgrims.
Pilgrims. Hey there, pilgrim.
He's gonna be Chuck Norris riding on a raptor.
Oh,
dude.
Man. That would be fucking amazing. Day. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, we have.
That's how the earthquakes start.
Oh, fuck,
you know,
yeah.
Chuck Norris, he moves the earth when he does push-ups. Right. So it's going to be God, you know, doing that, make earthquakes.
That's right. When he walks, the earth actually spins a little faster that way. He's not actually moving. But,
right.
You know, I used to think that when I was a kid, that when cars were driving, everyone was just sitting still, but the earth was moving underneath you. Like, somehow.
Conveyor belt.
I don't know. Somehow, yeah.
Wow,
you
were dropped as a child.
No, check this out. I thought somehow that the roads were like, I don't know. Physics, right? That's what happens when you put your kid in private school from preschool to ninth grade.
Like
that's what happens.
Moving walkways at the airports.
Yeah.
Is that what
if it makes you feel any better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for cars all over the U.S. I had no idea how.
But the pavement's on like a big conveyor belt.
Something like that. Something like that. I was like, didn't we just hit this pothole like 5 miles ago?
This is weird. If it makes you feel any better, I can't help but kind of picture the cars, like the white of the lights at night. It looks like the car's in reverse, going like 60 miles an hour backwards. So
the
it's just stupid.
Reverse Doppler shift.
Yeah.
Nolly Zended says, these motherfucking Ewoks on this motherfucking TIE fighter.
Shit.
Shit. And Nolly Zended says, this time the ultimate warrior will die to stop this doomsday, much like Macho Man did for the last. We can only hope. Man, when I used to watch WWF and GLOW... Glamorous Ladies of Wrestling. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
God, my dick used to get so hard to that show.
Dude.
Oh, man. Because
it was real to you when you were 10.
Well, they were. There was just chicks in, like, little things, like, touching each other all inappropriate, like. Man, nothing gets me more rock fucking solid abs, dick, cock, balls than watching two women inappropriately touch
this
the fuck
This could only get hotter if someone threw in a folding chair. Oh, wait!
Oh, shit! Yeah! Full on riot!
Look what
inappropriate
you done
touch each other, like punching in the face, because that's...
No, more like, I mean, and since then I've that's obviously fun. Seen actual porn that was like that, but it's... I don't know, it was... Because you never saw anything like that on TV back then.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, late 80s we're talking, when I was like 9.
Oh.
And more times than not, you could find me on the couch with my hand down my pants.
Oh my God, you're a little creepy
back.
Kid.
What was the deal with the fact that we had WWE, too? Like, WWF wasn't enough.
Yeah.
So you gotta make another shittier,
like
crappier version.
Yeah, I never got into that.
I liked backyard wrestling.
I was fucking fascinated by my sack when I was a kid. When I was like 9 or 10.
Oh my God,
nothing in the great universe fascinated me more than this weird little... ball sack that, like, you could just sit, and no matter where you were sitting, like, it was always just right there, and somehow my hands would always just be down my pants.
Nah.
I don't know.
Did you discover it, like, when they dropped? Like, did you know the day that your balls dropped, and you were just, like, so surprised?
I don't think my balls dropped. I think I prematurely yanked them out.
Did you?
I, like, wake up one day, I'm, like, 11, I'm like, sup, Mom? Going to work now.
No, you just have balls.
Like, is that my... Wow.
I bet
why
it
are
looked
balls
all goofy
on the floor?
Because your balls came out and, like, your wiener was still, like, the size of your pinky. You know.
But balls, huge.
Right.
Huge balls.
I could just picture that. Like, I always think about it, like, if because balls drop, right? I don't know if they
only...
move slowly into position over time.
Wait,
but,
so.
But I want to know if a guy remembers a specific day where his balls just appeared and he was like, oh, my God.
Are you saying I drop the ball?
Right now,
twice.
You are.
Okay. Twice. It was marble madness up in this piece.
Oh, my God.
So, did anyone get their money back for donating to the Rapture cause?
I did not donate.
How many
to
billboards
that, so.
Did you buy?
Zero.
And I'm curious what $100 million worth of billboard signage, like, what happens to all those signs now?
There is a junkyard that's
somewhere
profiting.
Where all good billboards go to die. You'll find a few of
probably.
The Montana Meth Project billboards there.
Probably.
The one that says, unexpected pregnancy?
Oh, that one was my favorite.
There's help.
And the pictures of the two people,
it's
like the couple,
Mexico.
They always look like in sad dismay.
The chick's all like crying and the guy's like,
nope, shit happens. And walk out the door in a
whoops.
Minute. Awesome.
Galactor says, did you catch the Aftermath billboards? I did not. There's a link in the chat. Awesome. This one says, that was awkward. Quote, no one knows the day or the hour. From my book, Matthew 24.
That's awesome, dude.
Verse 36.
That was a pretty badass.
That is
billboard.
Pretty badass.
Fucking
we should
a.
all. There's a rapture thread in the jamhole.com/forums under news and show topics. Feel free to post all those in there and we'll have them all in one spot.
I'm posting that one on my Facebook.
I posted the Macho Man one and the video, the Thinking Atheist or Think Atheist or whatever that site is. That video they made. Oh, so
yeah,
great.
Dude, awesome.
So great. But yeah, here we are. We're back. We're not dead. So just moving forward. Episode 498. Two more. Monday will be episode 500.
Blim, blim.
We'll have a little party. Still not quite to 500 likes. If you can go right now, all of you take a sec. If you're not driving, if you are, hop on your smartphone, facebook.com/thejamholepodcast. That's our Facebook page. If you can like that and then invite all of your friends to do the same. If you invite everyone you're friends with, at least half of those people, invite half, and then at least half of that will like it. And
if they don't like the show, at least half of them will like me.
I don't give a fuck if you listen to the show. I just want to see 500 likes by episode 500.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little lofty. We should have tried that back at episode 10.
Just click the 500 times.
We may have met our goal back then, but it's all right. So yeah, pass that on. And then a quick reminder, we're having a couple parties this summer. The first one will be in July. We'll be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Saturday, July 23rd at the university there. Us, Am I Bugging You, Spork Roast, big podcast meetup. We'll be spending the week in Milwaukee, taking a trip to Chicago, go meet FG, the kid who's making my album, the beats for it, and producing it. And then we'll be back here August 13th, that's a Saturday, for the third annual Jam Hole Live Show. Come one, come all, ain't no party like a Jam Hole Live Show party. Because a Jam Hole Live Show party don't stop.
It kind of stops.
Well, it stops eventually.
It stops when your panties drop.
When your panties drop. It's going to be fun. There's an event on facebook.com/thejamholepodcast and also in thejamhole.com/forums under meetups and parties or whatever. You can find all the info there. So join us. If you're on the east, join us in Milwaukee. If you're on the west, join us up here in Montana and do some white water rafting, some rustic camping. It's going to be a good time. If you want to see the previous 2 years that we've done parties, thejamhole.com/250, that was the first one. You can watch the trailer for free, download the video for $5. Help support the show, definitely. We need it.
We'll even dig a ditch where you can
see. We're negative broke, so that helps. And then there's pictures there. And then thejamhole.com/404, that was last year's live show. Good times. People fly in, we party for the whole week. So come party with us. You'll be glad you did. Has anyone emailed info@thejamhole.com and been like, man, I was so excited for that party. And you know what? I got there and I spent the week with you guys and it was
totally
a fucking disappointment.
No.
Then again, I haven't had any emails that was like, man, that party was awesome. But
yeah, I have. Yeah, we have.
Have we?
Shut up.
Okay.
Yeah.
We not from you guys,
emails
though.
From people saying, dude, that was such an awesome time, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Yes.
They must be sending those to you.
Yeah, probably.
That's cool. So definitely join us. And like I said, if you want to call in live, 406-204-4687. So, Robbie, how you doing?
I'm all right.
What's been going on since we last talked to you? Still,
same shit.
Still working nights.
Yeah, days and nights. It's all a mess.
Still pissing like nuts. How's that diabetes?
I drink water, as you can see. I can blame it on the ridiculous bottle of Powerade water.
I didn't see him go in there, like, you know, every 5 seconds.
Oh,
like,
I waited until you guys left the room.
Yeah, when we were outside, he was like, fuck! Finally.
Trying to hide it all
excellent
covertly.
Excellent filtration system going on.
So, has a new venue been found for the poetry stuff, or
you
what?
Know, is people that just... seem to be too lazy to go to Whitefish, but Craggy would
I
be
told,
the shit.
I said no
they,
one's...
They said that they'd be down to do it there, too. Anyways.
Yeah, and that is cool, but yeah, like, I can't go to Whitefish for that, and depending on what night it is, but... And a lot of the people that went to that went because it was in Kalispell, and they live close to it. A lot of people walk there and shit like that, you know.
But, I mean, we have the equipment. We could just do it in, like, Woodland Park, even. I mean...
Yeah, we could.
No reason has to have, like, venue of you know, drinks available.
Well, yeah, it is nice to have a coffee shop. Why don't they do it at another coffee shop here? It's not like that was the only one.
Well, every coffee shop you do, you're going to have censorship, and that defeats the purpose of a slam, where you can just say any old shit you want.
What
make
about
it as colorful
bars?
As you
Hold
want.
On.
It has to be a bar.
Why are coffee shops censors all of a sudden?
Because there's a possibility of six-year-olds listening to you saying cunt on
Don't
the
bring
mic.
Your fucking six-year-old to a poetry slam.
Well,
this is
you
a
shouldn't,
doctor.
But you are able to because it's a coffee shop, and they have to let anyone in the door.
Okay.
That's the issue.
Some people might not be going there for the poetry slam.
Right.
The coffee
just love
shop
the coffee
open.
And the word cunt being thrown around. For their kids.
Well, then explain to your kid what a cunt is. It's a vagina. Yeah. Well, why is
well,
it called a cunt?
In Montana, which isn't the most liberal state. The Valley's not the most liberal part of Montana.
They have the
either.
Most liberal casinos, though.
So. I did hear that. Yeah. I did hear that.
I see that on every
just
billboard.
Hold the slam in a casino, and you're like yelling over the sound of slot machines giving up money.
Wait, so if you're
There's
all...
There's no slot machine, stop lying.
Hold on. Right, be cool if you're all there. The most liberal casino... Like, can you all be that? Is that...
Well, they're all the same casinos. They're Lucky Lil's and Lucky Lager. It's all
oh,
the
yeah,
same
that's
company.
True, huh?
So...
Okay.
Yeah.
Galactor says, how hard is it for parents to say, honey, that's a bad word. Don't repeat that and be done with it. But that, see, that in that's, that states that parents
too
would
hard.
Be parents.
Yeah,
and actually,
shut your fucking mouth, kiddo.
Like, hey, I'm not a teacher, okay? You go to school if you want to learn something.
No, because then they'd have to actually explain why it's a bad word and blah, blah, blah.
Right. Well, you see, when a vagina is being bad, it's yes. a it's a cunt. Or you can just get Michael Carino to explain.
I just think the coffee shops worry about lawsuits, you know?
Some of
like,
you know what that means.
It's an outlet for the parents
you get
to just take
sued.
It out of the venue.
I went to a coffee shop, and you were doing poetry, which is a form of art. How can they sue for that?
Because
they that's
can.
Like,
so
walk
so
down the street.
The
you walk down the street with your kid, and someone yells, fuck. You can't sue the street. You can't sue.
No,
it's
in
a
public area. It's in a family setting. Is what it is, and they, in the establishment advertising themselves as a family-friendly environment.
Right.
So if you think about what a coffee shop is, though, you're selling drugs. Caffeine is a drug. You're selling drugs. Is that family?
Some people don't go there for that in particular. They
Why
go
are
there
you
for the pastry shit.
Because of
the
tea.
Like the,
that's true.
The banana
the
bread tea. Stuff. The,
that just
the
seems...
Smoothie shit like
it
that.
It that seems
stuff.
Like they would... They would have more to gain.
The parents go there for the coffee, and then they get the kids a little, you know, like what do you call it? The frappe without anything in it. It's just basically
right.
a smoothie.
I just think, though,
like,
that Coulter is cool because they have a basement, and they could just be like, you know what? After a certain time, we're going to do a slam. If you don't want your kids around an adult setting, it's like adult swim hour, you know, like the adult hour.
Watershed. Exactly.
Downstairs,
after
and if you want to take your kids upstairs,
after
good.
10 o'clock, we can say anything the fuck we want because after that point, it's the parents' right. job. To make their kids
Don't
be in
go
bed.
Down in the basement.
Secret stash.
Yeah, it's the watershed. That's what the UK does on TV there. After but 10 o'clock, it's the parents' responsibility to make sure their kids are not
Isn't
watching
it after
TV.
After, like, what, 1 o'clock for Comedy Central or something?
I
secret
I don't
stash?
Know here. I just knew that in the UK
they
when I was there.
They started doing that a long time ago.
I was like, you didn't say shit? And they're like, yeah, after 10.
I
watershed.
Just think, unfortunately, it comes down to dollar signs, and the owners are like, you know, we might lose business saying, look, don't take kids into certain parts of my.
But that's
coffee shop. That's just them being.
You're
going to
gain
anal.
More business with the slams every
totally.
Week. Totally. Then you are going to lose.
They're thinking short term
with one little bitch that complains.
Yeah, but you guys think the people that own and run these coffee shops around here are religious based
they
and
don't
they
like
have
the
families.
Word
okay,
raptured already.
They have families. They're the family type and stuff, and so they respect all those family values and morals and shit.
Right,
so
right. Meanwhile,
they're, not
they're
like
fucking
us,
their
okay?
kids behind closed doors.
Right,
sure.
But they're not like us. They're going to think like that. So
I don't think anyone's like us.
No.
Well, that's too bad, because that was fun, and it sucks to see something like that get stifled, something culturally
It sucks
adept.
That I didn't get to go to it, like, hardly ever, right. and I was done.
What if we just have, like, clippings of little letters out of magazines, and we just spell out, you know, anonymous letter, like, bring it back, or we'll set the building on fire? Like, is that bad?
There you go. Can
it's
I say
idea.
That? Can I say that? Is this thing on?
Maybe we should just do it online. It. Like, you know, like, find a
All right,
venue.
Everyone, fire up Skype. We're going to do a fucking e-slam.
No,
That's
no.
retarded.
I mean, like, then find a little venue or something, and they just do it, like, not a coffee shop, not a bar,
like
not
a gas
public
station.
Area.
Like a
gas
Grange?
Station's good.
Yeah, like a Grange.
LaSalle Grange
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, and we just, you know, broadcast or whatever, and people come out and do that, and they can...
It's a lot of
like
work.
That.
I don't know.
I don't know, just...
I just
it'd be better to go out and rent the, you know,
and that's
place.
The thing. It costs money and shit, and that I don't
rather
think
than do
that,
it.
I don't think many people donated and all that
and
anyway. So
they won't. They're cheap.
It's just sad to see something like that have to go away because everyone's too uptight to allow a fucking artistic swear word here and there. It's not like we're up there going, fuck, fuck, fuck a duck, screw a kangaroo, finger bang orangutan, support your local zoo. Like, that wasn't the poem I read. You know, like, come on.
God.
But, oh well, it happens. If you want to see what we did, thejamhole.com/poetryvids, those are all up on our YouTube account, so check them out. Anything else you want to talk about before we get into some fucking what's
fuck
what?
Halliburton.
Fuck Halliburton.
Yeah, okay.
No,
any
I'm
reason in particular?
I'm just bitter. It's okay.
Why?
Because it was already a hard enough decision to decide to be okay with selling my soul to a company I don't agree with.
Sure.
But
sure.
if they just you but already hey. Made up that mind and you feel less about you know feel bad about yourself and then they still don't answer the effing phone. Like, that's they, just silly.
You're
it's
like,
just silly.
I
just
sold
silly.
My soul to the devil. I signed
the devil
contract.
Doesn't even want my
you
soul.
Know what? The devil hasn't called me back.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Like, yeah, it's that's silly.
Do you think they're trying to bring their CEO and board back from the dead, perhaps? Because I know all of those guys are old.
Yeah, it's a definitive possibility.
There may possibly be no one there to return your call.
At
this juncture. Oh,
that's
awesome. The fucking rapture. All right, well, let's get into some what's going on around the world here. This kind of rapture related. Not gonna dwell on it too much, but in Palm Beach Gardens, we'll start off there in Florida. That is Florida, yes? Yes.
Yes, it is.
All right. We have
you
a
know,
judge.
Palm anything, unless it's California, is usually Florida.
Palmdale or Palm Springs, right. Okay. So.
Right.
We have a judge. He ordered a man to undergo a mental health eval because he allegedly.
It was crazy.
He allegedly stabbed a woman, okay? Then slit his own throat. Then throat slit. Keep in mind. He ran around talking about the rapture.
Can you hear me now?
Maybe not so much talking. Maybe he ran around gurgling the rapture.
Dude, think about that. That's... You slit your own throat and
after,
then you're talking to someone?
After you stab that chick, you don't know where she's been. You might have AIDS now. You might have hepatitis.
I don't think that is the You know, I don't think that's on the top of your list to be worried
I'm
about that
guess
moment.
He didn't wash that knife off before he then slit his throat.
I'm going to guess he didn't think about living past that
you
point.
You
got to
think about that, man.
How did he survive? I mean, I can't visually see the logistics of being able to, like, handle walking around and, thinking with your throat.
I
God,
see,
how did he not faint from lightheadedness?
We have to invoke God. Go ahead.
I guess.
I can't see a single person starting to slit their own throat and being able to continue and follow through with it without going, fuck,
it's all
hurts,
about
you
the
know?
Follow
like,
through.
You, I can see, you know, one quick jab to get it in and you pull a little bit and you're like, oh,
ow,
shit,
yeah, what
ow,
was I thinking? Oh, fuck.
Right? And then you just...
God damn it.
You change your mind, you know?
He's like, he actually wasn't talking about the rapture. He was just saying, God damn it, a whole bunch.
Probably.
I think maybe God looked down upon him, saw him stab the woman, was about to zap him, and then
like
saw him slice his own throat, and then he was like, oh, okay, you're
I'll let you shoot yourself in the foot on that
one. God was like...
as long as you're spreading the good word.
He was, why so serious?
Oh, nice. He's a 27-year-old Terrell Thomas. He was also denied bail for his Sunday rampage that ended with his being charged with attempted murder, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, battery, 3 counts of assault, and...
idiocy!
Idiocy and... littering and littering and false advertising.
Oh,
there is no rapture. I'm sorry. Oh. Now you're going to jail.
Well, every church should be charged with that.
I fully agree.
What the hell? That's a charge.
So this happened 9:40 p.m. The Palm Beach Gardens police responded to reports of a stabbing at an apartment complex. I'm going to guess probably in the ghetto. Police arrived, find that Thomas had allegedly stabbed a 21-year-old woman he had been out on a date with.
They didn't go too
that
high.
Ended well.
This is why you need to do a pre-screening before you go out on dates with people on the internet.
I buy your dinner and you don't put out.
Is it
the price
stab,
of pay.
Stab, slice. The rapture is near. Dude, that was 2 days ago, and no, it's not. No, the October rapture. You rapture 2.0.
And then when that one fails, the one after that.
No, rapture 3.0. 2,000 years of coming soon, almost. Huh? Are we there yet?
Continued.
Yeah. Are we there yet?
It would have been funny if he got false advertisement because, like, slitting your throat's supposed to kill you.
And it
didn't.
So do you sue slitting your throat? Yeah. Do you sue the knife?
You sue
the knife company.
You sue the knife.
This was supposed to be able to cut through a shoe, goddammit.
This is defective. Could barely got halfway through my trachea. This is bullshit.
Dude.
She went to the hospital, of course, treated for injuries. She's in good condition. The woman...
Wouldn't that suck if you just hit the jugular and then got to the point where, like, oh, shit, I can't do this, and then you hit the jugular? Like,
well, I think at that point you can do this because you did do this.
Yeah, but, like, you get in, you stop because you're like, shit, you're just...
That's right.
You know, spewing blood, and you're like, oh, God.
Down the street, not across the tracks.
Oh, God. But the jugular just...
Yeah, it's why you gotta go left to right. It's like reading, slitting throats and reading Arabic. You gotta go from right to left.
Like in the Addams Family, you remember when they did that stupid play, and they're like spraying blood? Like, that's pretty much what it's gonna look like.
It made me want to hose an audience down, like Gallagher style, with fake blood so badly.
Or your carotid arteries. Is that what that is?
The jugular, the carotid.
The big artery on the right side of your fucking neck, that one. You'll bleed out in seconds.
Yeah, because isn't the jugular's a vein, I think. And the carotid's an artery.
Yeah, the big one that, you know, everybody touches to get your pulse and stuff, that one, if you cut that one,
and that
you'll
was,
bleed out in under a minute, I believe.
And that was your medical minute brought to you by the Jam Hole.
Yay.
The only way that story could have been cooler is if he decided, shit, I really need to go to a hospital, and he's trying to drive, but the spraying of the blood, like, hinders his view, and he dies in a car crash. Like, that would have been awesome.
Can you imagine, like, trying to hold that in, like...
Oh, God.
Oh, shit, yeah. Wait a sec. Is this... This is the same story we did on Monday. Where they, the dude,
what?
This is the story, remember the dude that smoked pot and went crazy?
Yeah.
And started talking about the rapture?
Yeah, that's
this.
That's him?
Holy shit.
Oh,
is it the same
I think it is
story?
The same story.
It just
didn't have the rest of the, that's weird, because I just saw here where it says the woman told the cops after multiple requests she agreed to go out on a date with the guy. On Sunday, after dinner, they went to his home. They smoked marijuana. Suddenly, he started to act crazy, followed her outside. She was on the phone. Thomas charged at a man who... See, we didn't get all these details.
No, it was just...
We didn't get
the deets. He smoked some pot and then went... He smoked pot and did something else, wasn't it?
Turns into an anti-pot commercial.
No, the pot was laced with PCP.
What it was.
Here, let me find that story.
Yeah. He smoked pot and then
that was
PCP
from
and then went nuts talking about everything.
Yeah,
like,
that...
Do you think it was the PCP or the weed?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's...
I think that's PCP.
You're fucking... What? You're crazy.
I didn't hear the throat slitting and the stabbing and the...
Yeah, that...
Well,
oh,
the stabbing,
yeah, West Palm
heard.
Beach. That total... Wow.
Huh.
See, this headline says man claims marijuana made him stab woman. This one says gardens man stabbed date, then cut his own throat. See, this story, the original one, didn't say anything about him cutting his own throat.
Yeah, no, I just said something about stabbing.
Terrell Thomas, yeah, holy shit. That was weird. Well, my bad. Sorry.
I have to grab my phone charger.
So all right, well,
so don't do drugs,
kids. There you go, PCP, and yeah. Don't do drugs unless it's pot.
Yeah, don't mix it PCP.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. So, all right, here.
Pretend she's there. Keep going. What else?
This is phenomenal. This is chance.
Okay.
New Zealand, a Bay of Plenty truck driver says he felt like a human balloon. This can't be good. When would you ever feel like a human balloon?
When you're swallowing balloons of condom or balloons of coke, trying to smell it, right?
On Saturday, this is a freak accident. His name's Stephen McCormack, 48 years old. On Saturday, he was standing on the plate between the cab of his truck and semi-trailer, okay?
Okay.
His foot slipped, and as he fell, he broke the hose off a brass nipple connected to the compressed air reservoir powering the truck's brakes.
Nice. I just imagine like a cartoon character thing getting blown up with like an air pump and then floating away and then letting it out like through a fart or whatever.
Totally. All around the room and shit, letting the hot air out. Now, can anyone put one and one together and see why he says he felt like a human balloon?
He fell with his face into
it. It went into his butt.
You're going to say face? You're going to say what?
Butt.
Butt? Okay.
Ace hoe.
Well?
Or his dick hole. Dude, that'd be amazing.
Hey, you get one guess per story.
I don't see how he fell with it. On his dick hole. I'm going with asshole. Anus.
Butt or dick hole?
Anus.
Anus? What do you... You can't change your answer.
I'm just thinking it'd be funnier. Whatever.
Okay, well... He fell hard onto the nipple.
Oh.
He landed on his dick? You cheating bitch. He fell hard onto the nipple, which pierced the flesh of his... left... buttock.
Oh, I was right.
Point to Dana.
Yes.
Left buttock. As the air compressed to 100 pounds per square inch began rushing into his body, he started screaming. Actually, he didn't start screaming. He just opened his mouth and went...
Could you imagine, dude?
And not even in the butthole. Like, it punctured your butt cheek.
I wonder if he has, like, an air...
He's all lopsided. He's like, it was hard at first, but the doctor installed this Reebok pump, aftermarket style.
I am always
so comfortable.
You think he uses this story to get laid? Like, yeah, I'm into that freaky shit.
Yeah, no worries. Check out this nipple attachment.
You ever been blown? I have.
Up?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, blow me. No, not like that. Grab the air compressor. Grab the compressor hose.
Yeah.
Come here. Now blow
like
me.
My tools.
That's weird. Quote, I felt the air rush into my body and I felt like it was going to explode from my foot. I was blowing up like a football. It felt like I had the bends, like in diving. I had no choice but to just lay there, blowing up like a balloon.
But don't yank
Why
it
didn't
out.
You pull it out?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Because then he would have went around... No,
or
I don't.
Turn the compressor off.
He's too ashamed to say that it was secretly slightly pleasurable.
He was like, I was trying to blow it into my asshole, totally missed, and c'est la vie, here we are. Could you imagine that?
No. God.
I just what would that feel like with like a...
You know what I'm thinking of right now?
The fact that he exploded.
No. Ugh, the episode pop. Of Gigolos we watched. Where they got their asshole shit cleaned out. And you can see that guy's face. He's like, guys, am I doing it?
I'm going to turn the water on now.
He's freaking out, dude.
They put
this tube up his asshole.
Well, yeah, it's colon cleansing.
Yeah, but that's like what I'm thinking of.
We have that face
and that look and that feeling.
So now take a colon cleansing, compress that water and air to 100 pounds per square inch. And then instead of kindly inserting it into an existing hole, just go ahead and make another one. Make a new hole. Oh, fuck, dude.
Like, if you don't pull that out in time, that would kill him, right? Like, he would eventually explode.
I'm curious if there's enough leakage to keep up with how much air is going in you to maintain some sort of equilibrium.
No way.
I just want to know if he has, like, some weird air pocket in his ass now.
They deflated it all.
Yeah, he has one butt cheek and the other's like flat.
He's like,
maybe,
why?
Maybe he's donating skin now because of...
I got some wicked stretch marks.
Roll
up his ass like a sleeping bag.
This is why you stretch the balloon before you blow it up. Okay. So, this is amazing. Doctors told him that the air separated fat from muscle.
Oh, dude.
No. They were surprised it did not break his skin. His workmates heard his screams and found him with the elbow-shaped nipple hooked into his ass.
Reverse liposuction.
Check this out. He said he could hear the air hissing out and quickly release the pressurized container safety valve to stop the airflow.
And then I
plugged it back in. And it's like, hey, remember that $40 you owe me? And then I unplugged it. Nolly's Undead says, bubble butt, bitch.
Oh my god, dude.
Oh fuck, that's
Can you
terrible.
That?
Yeah.
Bubble butt.
I could. I just love that. He could hear the air hissing out
of his butt.
I don't know. Out of something. The nipple remained embedded as three men, lifted his upper torso onto the truck's plate. They then put him on his side in the recovery position, also known as the fetal position. That's right.
Going, ow, 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 ow.
Trying to wash the shame away because you just got raped by 100 pounds per square inch. Fuck, dude, that's terrible.
We make an inspirational, motivational poster that just says appreciation, a picture of him, and then it just says, you think you had a bad day at work.
Oh, my God.
Just those words. You think you have it bad. Nolly says, that's one hell of a way to lose weight. Could you imagine if we all just had, like, little quick-release air pump things, and you just, like, you know, I'm feeling kind of fat today.
Yeah,
I'm going to put on my skinny pants today. You know what? Today, I'm just going to inflate my cock. Nothing else, just my cock.
Dude.
And then I'm going to tighten a knot.
That's
going
to have to go on your dick hole.
And then I'm going to tighten
pumps,
a bow.
No injectables.
And then I'm going to swing it to and fro.
Could you put a bike pump thing in your dick hole?
God.
Then I'm going to Nantucket. So they put him in the fetal position. It helped him breathe, although his head and neck were swollen and one lung was filled with fluid. His workmates broke into a water cooler to find ice, which they packed around his neck to ease the swelling. I bet your water guy's gonna be fucking pissed.
Oh my God.
Fucking pissed. I couldn't imagine, like, delivering water and seeing their cooler all fucked up and being like, hey, what happened? Well, funny.
Funny story.
Funny story here. See this motivational poster? Let's look at the chart. Time is money. They waited an hour for ambulance to arrive. Not very efficient, New Zealand. An hour? Hey, no hurry. It's fine.
Crappy.
We're just going to let him sit in the corner and air out.
New Zealand's probably got some wicked traffic. Think about that.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Jesus Christ,
dude. Or they just heard the story and they were just laughing so hard that they couldn't drive properly.
They're like, hey, is anyone not laughing enough to tell these guys where we're at? No, we'll call you back in half hour.
Get your shit together.
Once we stop finding this fucking hilarious.
Oh,
fuck, dude. They waited for like an hour, aided by a doctor. Ambulance officers removed the nipple, and McCormick was rushed to the hospital.
Don't remove my nipple.
Doctors inserted a tube into his lungs to drain the fluid and cleared the wound in his buttock using what felt to him like a drill. Quote, that was the most painful part.
He meets a girl who's ashamed. She's like, I don't know how to tell you this. I have three nipples. He's like, don't worry, I do too.
Yeah, Nolly says the coworker broke into the cooler to pull out beers so they could drink while they laugh at him.
So
cracking
not
a cold
even
one.
The fucking muscle separating from fatty tissue. That wasn't the most painful part.
It that was
fucking
when they
thing to clean it out.
When they drilled his ass, literally.
You got your ass drilled.
That was the most painful part. Well, Mr. McCormick, it usually is.
You might hear a grinding sound. That's to be expected.
You might hear a snickering and then followed by a snarky laugh. He said his skin felt like a pork roast, crackling on the outside, but soft underneath and tasty. The other white meat. No, not that one. The other one.
Honey roasted it.
The only way for the air to escape was the usual way gas passed from the body. So he had the farts for like a week after letting all of that extra air out.
Have you ever? Okay.
That's amazing.
This was pretty funny.
Please.
When people go to get a colonoscopy done.
Always funny. Sure.
Sure.
So far, so good.
And you know that big thing of
stuff
they have to drink?
Oh, yeah.
That flushes them out? Well, after that, there's like really nothing in there. And then when they do the colonoscopy, they actually blow the intestinal tract up with air so that way they can see when they go in with the camera. Because, you know, otherwise they're going to shove a camera in and it's just going to be dark as shit because there's no tunnel. So they blow it all up. So anybody who has a colonoscopy done
kind of knows what this is like.
When
minus getting drilled and having all your coworkers drinking beer laughing at you.
It's almost
while you're in the fetal position.
Just like for like the next day, it's just all
just I'm so gassy.
It's just air.
I was thinking every proctologist out there sort of has to have an ass fetish to choose to make that his life.
You think?
Choice, right? Like that's his career.
I mentioned that when I was having a dick surgery. I was like, what makes a doctor go into that
maybe
specific?
Maybe because he's so passionate about
I love
his
cock.
Dick. No, his own dick. He's so happy with it. And
he wants everyone
so,
to be as close to his as possible.
Right. He wants to better his fellow man.
Everyone
help
gets...
everyone have the best cock they can have.
A complimentary dick resculpture with every...
Sure.
Do you think that they're sexually prudent, though, at home? It's like, you know, it's like a waitress. Like,
it's all ass play,
I have to see
dude.
One more cup of coffee, you know?
Yeah, if you know what I mean. It's all ass play with these guys.
Yeah.
These fucking proctologists, always about the ass.
Gastrointestinal doctors, those are the ass fetish guys. Let me tell you right there. They're the ones that want to snake your drain, okay?
Snake your drain, if you know what I mean.
Fucking A.
Unlike the game operation, this one I can bang the edges all I want.
Oh. Yeah.
Cool.
I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Yeah, so pork roast, and then he passed gas for the next week, guys. He credited his workmates with saving his life. And thanked emergency services and hospital staff for their actions. He also thanked his family. What? He's giving a speech? Like, well, first, I'd like to thank God. You're my co-pilot. I don't know why you pushed me off of that semi, but funny. I'd like to thank Mr. Wenham for putting me in the fetal position and pumping my... And then I'd like to thank my parents. He said it was a million-to-one freak accident, and he notified the Department of Labor, who also allegedly had a good laugh
He puts the freak in freak accident. Thank you. You're all
weak.
Oh,
fuck. All right. Well,
just be sure to have pork roast the bullet point of that section of the conversation.
Pork roast?
Yes.
Fucking A.
Pork roast? Yeah.
Pork roast.
Eye catcher.
All right. Chicago. Moving right across the country here.
Ralph McGraw.
Thank you.
Illinois.
A 40-year-old Winthrop Harbor man, he claimed, now, we're still investigating, but he's making alleged claims that he is he claimed to have trained to be a monk, okay?
Okay.
He's being charged, along with his mother, with restraining his elderly father with duct tape and beating him.
That's not very monk-like.
It's not the monk way. Yeah.
Not very monk-like at all.
No.
Anthony Kelly...
I can't see Gandhi duct taping a guy and kicking
him
in the face.
Well, can't even see Monk the Show.
Let's maybe see why.
Okay.
63 years old. They were arrested...
Monks can fight. I mean, they're trained in all that awesome martial arts.
They choose not to.
Right, right.
But they will if they have to.
I think
Mr.
If you push him far enough...
That's right. I'd rather just catch flies with chopsticks, but if you talk about my mama, gonna have problems. Anthony Kelly, Diane Kelly, they're 63. They're both arrested early Monday, charged with unlawful restraint and aggravated battery. $50,000 bail for each. Here's what happened. They were upset with their 74-year-old husband and father while they were changing his diaper. So they beat him, bound him to the bed with duct tape.
Excessive force, man.
Is that excessive? I don't know. Is he shitting?
Did I tell you not to eat that? You ate that, didn't you? I could see it.
Mm-mm.
I'm picking up your poop.
Open your mouth.
He spits out his teeth. Here you go.
Here comes the airplane. Up your ass.
Up your ass. Looks like we're hitting some turbulence.
At least this isn't an air compressor.
The man was treated at the Vista East Medical Center. An update on his condition is not immediately available. And at the bond hearing, that's when he told them that he had trained to be a Russian monk.
Yeah, those are the aggressive
I wasn't
type.
Aware. Is that where you just sit around and drink vodka
Probably.
And talk about the Cold War?
Beat people.
My looks is over.
Oh, the good old days. You remember the Cold War?
Looks is over. Potato vodka.
They will be due back in court next month, so I look forward to an update on that. I swear to God, if you shit... these are clean diapers, okay? If you shit yourself again, I will beat you and duct tape you to the bed.
Maybe.
Why the diapers then in the first place?
Maybe they're like pull-ups, dude. He was trying to, you know, he'd be a big kid now. Mommy, wow, I'm a big kid now.
Could be. Right, I'm a 74-year-old big kid.
Just in case. He's in bed and can't make it.
Just
you know,
in TV.
Pull-ups, you know, but he can go on his own.
Those are your depends, this duct tape? I depend on this.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Do you know, moving on, have you ever heard of Saint Vitalis of Assisi?
I don't even know what you're talking
about.
This is the patron saint of genital diseases. Apparently...
How do I pray to this guy?
Apparently someone around here has been making some sacrificial pledges. A decapitated head. So we have a head is said to be of the patron saint of genital diseases. It's going to be sold at an auction next Sunday. Is housed in a Queen Anne case being sold by an Anglo-Irish family based in Golouth and has a guide price between 800 and 1200 euros. How much would you pay for the decapitated head said to be of Saint Vitalis of Assisi?
Does it keep the STDs at bay?
Right?
I think it's filled with STDs. Isn't that how that... If you're the patron saint of something...
It stops it up, though. You don't have it because it has everything.
Like, the patron saint of drinking, he drank a lot, right? So I would only assume... I don't mean to make an ass out of anyone, but
Maybe that's the antidote to shit. You know,
oh, like cheers,
because
life.
Because they're you know,
you took it for the team, so now you're
they've
good.
Got it all, right. So now they're immune.
Basic principle of homeopathy: if you have AIDS, you have to inject yourself with an AIDS-tainted needle, like would cure like, and now you have no AIDS,
right.
Or super AIDS. We're not sure yet.
Good news is you don't have AIDS. The bad
good news,
you have super AIDS.
That's why it's called alternative medicine. We're still studying it. Well, not really, but we say we are. He became a saint despite an early life marked by licentiousness and immorality.
That's a good word.
Licentiousness.
Yeah.
Fucking
I haven't heard that one on the show yet.
You want to get licentious tonight?
I don't even know what that means, but I'll try.
It's got the word lice in it, so that's cool. And us.
Yeah, all right. And us.
However, in an attempt to atone, he went on pilgrimages to various sanctuaries. He visited, I believe, the London Sanctuary, where our good friends work. And then he went to the other... I like that show. On his return to Umbria, he became a Benedictine Russian monk at Subiaco and later lived as a hermit. That is the natural course.
That's a bum.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
Well, you just know
no one... I'm a monk.
Got the stuff, though, once you got the herps or what have you, like, he's probably convinced himself he's probably...
What have you? Hold on.
I'm just saying, he probably thought it's probably, you know,
that's
hard
just being
for him to get
lazy.
Laid again, so I'll just go be a monk. Okay.
That's being lazy. You're basically saying, fuck society, I'm not going to contribute, I'm going to go live in my monastery, I'm going to keep my fucking mouth shut,
and
I'm
going
to...
How many people have STDs out there? It can't be that hard to find someone with the same
thing
you've got.
But not everyone
throw a rock.
Everything. This guy.
I know.
He had everything.
That's what I'm saying. If you're the patron saint of genital diseases, that means...
It's time to put your junk away.
Yeah. Well, I would put it away, except that it rotted off last week.
Keep it in the jar.
Kind of put itself away.
Feed it tiblets.
His reputation for holiness soon spread after his death, much like the legs of the women before his death. He was known as a patron saint against sicknesses and diseases affecting genitalia.
Against. Protecting against them.
Right.
How what is believed to be the saint's decapitated head came to be in Ireland is unclear. It's probably not even his.
It's a funny story.
The decapitated head is like a lucky rabbit's foot against STDs.
Now, could you put the decapitated head of the patron saint of genital diseases on a keychain?
If you get
a head shrinking
witch
kit?
Doctor,
sure.
And you know,
cut in line, and
right,
okay. But he had to have become a saint of this after he was a monk for a while. So the other monks like dubbed this position on him, right? So,
right.
Like, does that mean that they all hated him?
Well,
like, come into his room, he's like, "Good news and bad news." You know,
what's
like,
the what? Yeah, good news is you're a saint. Bad news is you're the saint of genital diseases.
Yeah,
we saw you peeing. Okay, it's all right, man.
Yeah. So stop sticking your balls in our soup. This is what
doctor. Oh fuck.
Anyways,
I am curious how Ireland got all this head, though. It's weird. auctioneer Damien Matthews, who will sell the saint's severed head at auction at Ansbrook House in Duleek. Says the current owners believed it was brought here by an Anglo-Irish couple who had acquired it on the Grand Tour of Europe, which was a ritual for ascendancy types during the 19th century.
This is an actual human head. This isn't a stone head, like, of a statue it fell off the statue.
There's no pictures of it, but, yeah, I would imagine, right? It would have to be
in a
jar.
Like a skull or something.
Like Futurama, with, like, a little...
Yeah.
Little right next to Nixon.
Oh, man.
Awesome. For many years... The ornate case with the skull housed inside. It's the skull.
I was thinking
preserved head with skin. Like, okay, that makes more sense.
We're not that cool.
It's like the face like winking at
to be, oh, not to be. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer.
Totally the head
the slings
of like
and arrows.
Some fucking.
I'm reciting Hamlet,
shut
God
up,
damn
some
it.
Like random bomber.
Wait, is that Hamlet? What is that? Anyway.
Yes, it
thank you.
Yes.
So, it was... A skull housed inside behind glass, pride of place in the entrance hall of the current owner's home. But when children arrived, it was stored in an old outhouse for many years.
Weirds the kids out. Yeah, what the hell is a skull doing in your living room?
Mr. Matthews said,
that's
where I came across it. It is strange and it is macabre, but it is a very interesting object. And STD-free since I've had it. Coincidence? I think not.
I think it's a coincidence because he has no skin, so...
Yeah, Nolly says, if you get an STD, you just fuck his mouth until cured. Or a skull fuck? Sure, why not?
I don't know, this seems like it would be a really dry fuck. If you were,
I like the
bony,
dry humping, awesome.
Yeah.
I like the comments here, some of the comments, one says, maybe they intend to boil it down to make an ointment for their clap, in which case, the best of luck to them.
That's terrible.
One guy says, I hope whoever buys it gives it a decent burial. Okay. The next one says, is there a patron saint for morons? Their numbers alone should justify one. Sure. The old saying, a fool and his money are easy parted, comes to mind. And perhaps a new saying, old saints and their heads are easily parted, should be added. So, there you go. The patron saint... of genital disease. It's a cool name. Saint Vitalis of Assisi.
Saint Viagras.
Saint Viagras Maximus of Dickinson's. All right, moving on here. Let's talk about...
sex, baby! Let's talk about you and me!
Knew that was going to happen.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Thank you.
Okay.
We have a gentleman here.
It's like dead asleep. That got my attention. That's
I see that.
Yeah, that's a good job.
We salt and pepper. That's all it takes. We have a gentleman here from Wellington. Okay.
All right.
Wellington. More New Zealand news. Fucked up people in New Zealand lately. I don't know what's up with that. Quit picking your eye.
He found
himself in the middle of a media furor after being accused of biting a teenager and sucking his blood.
What?
He says, quote, I am not a vampire. I just want to set the record straight.
Why are you sucking this teenager's blood?
That's neither here nor there. What's important is I am not a vampire, and I really hope you set that stake down and not in my heart. Because I'm not a vampire.
But...
It's not how it looks, man. I swear.
He would die either way.
It's all circumstantial. Right.
Now, if he bursts into flames, then that's another story.
Then he was lying.
Right. Then you lied. James Brooks last year pled guilty to wounding with reckless disregard after biting his teenage victim, and then he got sentenced to community detention, community service, a drug and alcohol course, because, let's be honest.
There was drugs in that guy's bloodstream.
And
he was on PCP.
He had to pay the victim $400. Hold on, you bit me? $400?
They should let the victim just bite him back. I mean, come on, tit for tat.
He gave an interview after being sentenced back in December, though the interview could not be screened due to suppression. However, after the two other people involved in the attack both pled guilty to injuring with intent yesterday, now we can release the interview. Brooks was described as a vampire with links to the popularity of fictional vampire stories like Twilight and The Vampire Diaries, What about True Blood? What about those vampires?
Man.
What
he
about
probably, those? He was probably like, "You guys need to make something like that."
What about those
then
big
I won't
gay
have to bite people,
flaming vampires? God. He says,
"At least they're hot." Most.
He said the attention has been unmerited. Every time, quote, "I've been in paper," it always mentions the word vampire, and it pisses me off.
I could just
why?
Bite somebody.
Because I'm not a vampire. Nala Zundead says, "I'm not a vampire. I'm a fucking zombie." And then he eats brains. Brooks admitted to drinking blood on the night of the attack, but said it was his own. I'm a canpire. A cannibal
vampire. You know,
vampire.
If you are a vampire, that'll make you really sick, buddy.
So wait, I have that. I have to intervene with an important little anecdote that's really
about
memorable to me.
Sucking your own
so,
blood?
Yeah, you know, get this. Get this.
Please.
Okay.
I'm getting
so,
it.
An interesting way that a guy I had met got out of Vietnam War. Okay. True story, like from the horse's mouth. Okay. So get this. This guy, he knew his date that he was going in for his physical. Okay. So for like a month beforehand, he started, like, drawing blood out and putting it in a jar in his fridge, okay? The morning of the day that he
what
goes
for?
To see the doctor, there is physical to make sure he's up well enough to go
okay.
fight in Vietnam.
Sure.
He doesn't want to fight. He has this big, by the end, he has this ginormous jar of blood in his fridge, right? The morning of, he drinks as much of it down as he could, right?
Of his own blood?
Of his own blood.
Oh.
And then he goes into the physical, and when the doctor's not looking,
throws
he
up.
Gags and throws up
yes.
this pile of blood. And the doctor's like, "Jesus, there's some fucked up shit wrong with you." And he, you know, saved his life.
Wow.
Dude, like,
it was
I
like,
have
brilliant.
Ulcers or
it's
something.
Brilliant.
That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Okay.
At least it's all at body temperature and everything at that point. Like,
I don't
crazy.
Think the doctor was disturbed enough to not really think about the details.
Yeah,
he just sees the blood. And
the
like,
doctor
Jesus.
Was like, "I don't give a fuck. We're drafting." Yeah. Like, next,
could drink Kool-Aid for
throw
fuck
up there
sakes.
In Vietnam.
Jables says, "I was in Portland, Oregon, with a friend, and some random dude ran up and bit my friend Meg's legs. Bit your friend's legs? I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, I'm not a vampire because I was drinking my own blood. So he said he had been drinking all night. Of course." He admitted to drinking the blood. He said he cut his arm with a key after
what?
This assault and drank the blood. The attack unfolded as Brooks and three others began climbing a hill to get to the city.
That seems so inefficient. A key? Like,
yeah.
You'd have to really
climbing
shove
a
that
hill?
In there.
Like, where do you live?
What?
Brooks had been drinking, said he was arguing with one of the others, quote, "He was hitting on my girlfriend all night, and I told him to stop hitting on my girlfriend or I'll do something I regret." Brooks got the victim in a chokehold, quote, "I was drunk so I wouldn't hit him again because I'd have too much fun and I didn't want to do that to him, so I thought, fuck it, I'll bite him as well. I bit him on the shoulder because I was behind him, and I bit him on the lower leg." The victim decided not to talk on the interview, but told the court during the case how he felt after being bitten. "Feel like I have AIDS. I thought," quote, "I thought the life was leaving me, and this bite drew blood, and James sucked my blood as it bled." Say, Brooks denies the accusation.
It's like,
quote,
vampires need blood. I just like it.
I didn't drink his blood. I didn't bite him hard enough to draw blood. I know, because I would have tasted it, and I would remember it. That sweet, sweet taste.
Tangy goodness.
He showed the scars which he left on his arm after cutting it open with a key. He's an
that's
idiot.
That's so stupid.
The victim woke
up. Why don't
you
have your little army knife?
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Why don't you bite your, like, it's a key. I mean,
for real.
The victim woke up with bites on his arms, torso, and neck, which were bleeding and swollen, probably infected with the HIV. During sentencing, the judge said Brooks had, quote, a rather naive attitude about the offending, failing to see how serious it really is.
You think he, like, just shoved it in? Like, you can't, like,
probably.
Drag slash with a key. You'd have to just shove it and puncture.
Yeah, like
puncture
really?
Wound.
Oh, fuck, dude.
It's fucked up.
Maybe he had a key made and the guy wasn't very good at it and he didn't, like, grind it down. So maybe it was sharp. Who knows?
Maybe.
You don't know. Brooks has apologized since to the victim and said he would never be drinking blood again.
Unless I'm really thirsty.
Right. In which case.
But I'll make sure I won't get thirsty.
And here, if you guys want, here's a picture of the guy. Well worth a look in the chat, thejaml.com/live. There you go. So, moving on. Got a couple of interesting kind of doctorial related stories here. The first one, of course, back in Florida again, Northport.
Hmm? Oh my God, yeah. What? Northport?
16-year-old Wesley McKinley.
Northport is like the trashiest. It's like close to fucking Palmageddon.
Palmageddon?
Is like we like to call it. It's called Palmetto, but we call it Palmageddon.
I like to call
Northport is kind of the same. It's like real trashy and
Tig Collector says totally looks like a winner. Yeah, if you see that, oh my God. That picture of him, totally. So
your
emo.
Link sucks, and I'm not going to try to fix it.
It's because it's all the dot I co dot whatever links are fucked for some reason when you paste them in the chat.
I don't want to fix it, so. Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, lazy. Copy and paste it. But there you go. So, yeah, Northport, Florida. This kid, on April 8th,
Northport's actually further south than where I was in Central Florida.
Well, that's key to the story, thanks.
It's funny. Well, you're like Northport.
North Fork?
You were trying to say Northern Florida, and then you said Northport.
The town is called Northport.
Yes, and you were saying Northern Florida. I mean,
you
want to
get mixed up in semantics?
Focus.
You want to take it there?
Just saying I know where it's at, and it's south, and semantically, it's Northport.
Children murder you.
Okay, go on, please. I'm going
to... It's like, I don't want to anymore now. This sure is a
fuck it.
Now.
So, the kid killed himself. He's 16 on April 8th.
Okay.
This is what happened now. They're blaming...
Isn't that Braden's birthday?
April 8th? I believe
April
so.
9th.
Something like that.
April 8th or 9th.
So, this guy, teacher, whatever, he's getting blamed for his death. It's the principal. My bad. He's Dr. George Kenny. He hypnotized him. Hmm. He was doing it for good, not telling Wesley to harm himself, explains a student. Students say Kenny, who's a certified hypnotist and author, helps a lot. Quote, it's no big deal. He does it for kids that need help with exams and the stress of school. A lot of seniors do it. It helps them with finals. So the principal...
get hypnotized and let this guy say anything to you.
But now...
And if you fall into it, you know...
But
like,
check this out.
Your own fault.
At that age... you're going to have a suicide rate. In every high school across America.
Yeah.
It's always going to happen. Because 16, that's that age, right? Mm-hmm. So, just because you go around and hypnotize to help, like, that kid would have killed himself either way, right? I don't know. It seems statistically, it was just chance that it just so happened to be one of the kids he hypnotized went and killed himself. I don't know. Maybe he did was like, you're going to kill yourself, and then I'm going to fuck your girlfriend. She's totally hot. To the principal's office. Fuck. Not again.
I'm going to deny it later.
You're not going to remember anything when you wake up. And you're it. Quote, the students love him, the parents love him, and the staff loves him.
You think they all just hated this guy that
died?
Do
you think he hypnotized all of them? He's like, you will all... love me. Look in my eyes. Like,
and hate
eyes.
This kid.
He's always been a good example and done wonderful things for the school, says Gary Leatherman, communications director for Sarasota School District.
Whoa.
Sarasota School District officials say the Northport High School principal is on paid admin leave while it investigates. There's no presumption Dr. Kenny has done anything wrong. He's not being disciplined. He's not being suspended.
What kind of school just lets the principal hypnotize people, though? Like, that's
well,
just like it's a normal
Northport
practice there?
High.
Like, what the fuck?
Some students say Principal Kenny had been hypnotizing students for a couple of years, either in a classroom group setting or individually, one-on-one.
Dude.
But school district officials say, while they were aware of Kenny's technique, I have many techniques, his permission had limited use. You're not allowed to make us all like you. You're not allowed
to put your penis in the butt.
Right? Nolly says you're getting very, very sleepy. Now suck my cock. Huh? Remember to breathe out of your nose. He was authorized to demonstrate in psychology class with parent permission. Kenny reportedly had permission from Wesley's parents to use hypnosis on their son. Quote, it's ridiculous to hold him responsible. To say because that child was hypnotized and he killed himself, that's just wrong. That's apparent.
You think that at least I've been a witness to what he said during the hypnotism.
It is kind of weird, though. Like, everyone is on his side. And, I mean, granted, like I said, it could have been just chance. It doesn't sound like he was doing that in, you know, any kind of damaging aspect. But everyone seems really on his side. Like, almost... They're like, so, tell me about him. Yes, Principal Kenny is a great guy.
They all say the identical thing to one another.
Yes, but yeah, right? They're all like, they all say the same exact. That's awesome. The school district has not decided who will do the investigation, if it will be handled by someone inside or outside the offices. So, I don't know. That does suck, though, like, if you are a principal, because you have to be so careful. Like, people are just looking for a reason to sue.
Right.
But,
well.
And then the second maybe, story of Dr. What?
Maybe everybody was just kind of glad that the kid was gone.
That's what I was saying earlier.
Like, man,
yeah.
He's such a dick. He was always, yeah, like, sucking blood and just, he was weird.
We he all. To kill himself. We, what a downer.
We had him pegged as most likely to be his high school shooter.
Oh.
Oh. All right. So the next doctor story here, real quick. This is a doctor who was arrested. And we're going to use doctor in quotes, okay? This is a phony doctor who performed toothpick acupuncture on a man and gave him expired
splinters?
Pills.
Oh, sorry.
He's trust getting, me, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, he's facing charges of Dr. Feelgood. Come on.
Yeah.
He's facing charges of practicing medicine without a license. Hmm. George Fleming is 61 years old. He was arrested May 18th. He does not have a license to practice medicine in Illinois. He treated a man April 23rd at some clinic.
If you're naive enough to let someone just stab you with toothpicks, you kind of deserve what you have coming to you, though, honestly.
Well,
like, acupuncture doesn't even involve toothpicks,
acupuncture
though, needles,
in general is a sham, though. There's been studies done with toothpicks and with not poking and with poking and with poking in not the right place and poking in the right place. Like, you get the same effect.
Hmm.
It's all bullshit. So.
Yeah.
Fleming put toothpicks in the patient's chest, possibly as an acupuncture treatment, gave him pills labeled Prosperous Farmer Dietary Supplement. The label on the bottle stated that the pills expired in February of 2002, but since they're dietary supplements, there's probably nothing in them anyway.
It's like what the doctor just sharpied over the real
label. Right. February 2002. Now
is this
it's 2012.
Yeah. That doesn't seem right.
On April 26th, when the victim and his son called the clinic, an employee said she didn't know who the doctor was.
Oh, God.
The father and son then went to the clinic and saw Fleming, who ran out of the building and fled.
Bags of money in his hands.
He peaced out. Investigators report that Fleming voluntarily came to the police department for an interview and admitted to practicing medicine without a license. If convicted, 3 years and $25,000.
You think it would have been cheaper just to skip town? Like, what the
fuck? I know, right?
I mean, I guess if you're dumb enough to...
Do you think he was making a point where he's like, look, any dumb fuck can do acupuncture because it's not real?
I saw Catch Me If You Can. I know it works.
That's right. And if you fucking pay for that, then you're the idiot.
Dude.
And is that my fault for exploiting that? No. Not at all.
Yeah.
Is it Harold Camping's fault for exploiting all the idiots who gave him money? No. It's religion's fault. It's all the idiots' fault. If you're dumb enough to, you know, give money like that. Alright, yeah. Well, fuck, we're about out of time.
It happened so fast.
I know. I had a couple other good stories, but that's fine.
Dude, the Coke in her beverage did not do the trick.
Not at all.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That happens.
If you still have some,
you're supposed to put it in here.
It's
not
already
here.
In my bloodstream, right. So you can just bite me and I'll charge you later.
Clearly,
then people will get pissed about me being a vampire.
Right? Yeah, we don't need that.
Dude, like that movie. What was it? Limitless. He like drank the dude's blood just to get the drug, so he could like.
That was kind of a cool movie. I did enjoy Limitless.
I just
like what the hell? That ending was so like. Anticlimactic.
Awesome.
Yeah,
no, I liked
he just smiled
it.
Like
awesome.
I needed a real ending in a movie.
Like he fucking, you know,
I've
is the head of
to.
All this shit now, he's, and he's now like putting dick. People in their place, and he's like, I have this drug, and I've made it better, and I don't need your shit anymore.
We were totally talking about that too. Like if after you figured out what it was doing, the very first thing you would do, because you were limitless, is engineer your own version.
Right.
Fix it and be done. I don't know why you waited till the end of the movie. I mean, I know why, but
she
I don't.
She has some shit to do. Yeah. That's right.
Clearly. It takes, it takes a lot of...
I did like the ending. I thought it was pretty cool.
I've given up on...
Felt bad for Robert De Niro, because he kind of like put in his place.
Fuck him. So. I've given up on expecting great endings from any movies, so now I'm totally like, man, that was awesome. Moving on.
Low standards, they help.
Yeah.
You can always just, like, when you think the movie's going to end, you just leave early. You're just like, well, that ending could be anything.
Yeah. The movie awesome ends one. When I say it ends. It usually works.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about this real quick. This is awesome. This is what happens when husband and wife stop getting along.
Okay.
And I think we talked about this a long time ago. I don't know if this is another case of this happening, which would be awesome, or if this is the same one. Happened in Stockton. Manteca man, guilty. Attempted murder. Spousal abuse. He took his wife on a wild 40-mile ride as she clung to the hood
yes.
of the family minivan.
Yes.
Same story? Stockton, yes. California?
I it sounds exactly the same. I don't know if
another
it's the
case.
Same place, but...
Okay. Well...
We got a copycat on this.
Hopped on the highway, or the freeway, east on I-580 over the
yep.
Altamont Pass into
yes.
the Tri-Valley, going as fast as 100 miles an hour. Same
yep,
one?
Yep.
Okay. Well, check this out. This is awesome. In court, he's on the stand, and she spoke out. She's 25 years old. In court.
I'm 25.
In court, she defiantly scolded him for turning up the music to drown out her screams and
my
dancing
God.
In his seat during the ride.
Oh, God.
So
oh, God.
She's on the hood screaming. He cranks it up. And he's just like... Fuck it. Hey, did you hear that?
I can make the car dance. Look.
Yeah, like that movie we just watched. That's the way.
Oh,
dude,
God.
That
so
was
awesome.
So awesome.
Your bitch wife. Like, you're just in there, like, God, fuck
dude,
it.
What was that?
Turn out. I love this song.
Dude,
fuck
that
yeah.
fucking truck with this shit. Oh, God. It was
this is
so
better
great.
Than porn.
Like, yeah.
Okay, so I guess we dare talk about that. All right. And the last one to wrap it up. This is an amazing story that details how. One little white lie can turn into jail time.
Nice.
So, this guy told his wife he had tickets to Oprah's farewell show.
I see where this is going. I'm going to say murder or like
okay,
fucking...
check it. He actually did not have these tickets.
Oh,
so...
see, now that's... You can't do that to a hardcore Oprah fan, man. Don't do that.
He drove his wife to Chicago
ooh,
with the promise
that's bad.
That they would see the taping of the Oprah Winfrey finale. A four-hour star-studded
that's
farewell
bad.
Spectacular. But just before showtime, Spearing, bleeding from the forehead and his hands badly scraped, filed a report with cops claiming he had been mugged and the tickets stolen.
Nice.
He said
whoa.
Two men, one African American, one Hispanic.
Oh my God, dude.
They're like, oh, well, that's plausible. Why would a, wow, why would a black guy and a Mexican want tickets to the Oprah show?
Right?
Like, ASA, Oprah's on, hand me a crack rock.
They might get a new car. They
you
should have
said
car.
Two fucking middle-aged, overweight white women.
Yeah. That would have been more
you
plausible.
Know?
They'd be like, oh, yeah, we've had reports of this all week.
Duh.
It's Oprah's farewell show. It
I
happens.
I think one of her name was, one of the names was Linda. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
It would have been like something
Linda
like
and Beatrice.
Right?
But it's not, a, she didn't even have a farewell show. She's still going on the air, right?
No, she had 25 seasons, I think.
And she's
then,
done?
Of that show. She has her whole fucking
well,
network.
Yeah, yeah. Now
just
she has her whole network.
That
but the,
specific,
right.
the Oprah
oh, okay.
Winfrey
right.
show
okay.
is done.
Now
right.
she has her own network.
I've moved
bitch.
On to bigger and better things, mainly my 300-pound facade. Uh-huh. It's cool.
Yeah, my own network, the Oprah Winfrey.
So, a black dude and a brown dude attacked him on the street. Police searched for the assailants, but after cops questioned him again, he allegedly admitted it was all a fabrication. And he was like, hey, don't tell my wife. She's such a
why
cunt.
Would you do that?
Why would you
place?
Even?
Did you want to go there for some reason?
No, check this out. He was probably like, hey, if you suck my dick, I will get you Oprah tickets.
All right.
She was like, done. So he inflicted the wounds himself, cutting his own forehead with a rock and scraping his hands on the pavement.
It seemed like it was worth it at the time.
It was all done. It's still worth it. Trust. She is a bitch. You don't know my wife. It was all done.
She would have done worse.
So he would not disappoint his wife for not getting the tickets. Spearing was charged with disorderly conduct and filing a false police report. Both felonies. Several times authorities offered Spearing, who is a Canadian citizen, a chance to talk with a representative from the Canadian consulate. But he was like, no. No need. No need. We don't need to make this a bi-country problem here. He spent the night in jail before being released the next day on $2,000 bond. Damn. Attempts to reach him were not successful.
Yeah, because his wife killed him.
He had been trying to get his wife into that Will Be Oprah's Last Open Show. Some 13,000 fans who got tickets through a lottery on Oprah's website partied most of the evening at Chicago's United Center Arena, while celebrity guests, including Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise, Maria Shriver, and
John Travolta.
Madonna.
Dude, it has to be John Travolta. He's always there.
And Madonna.
The artist formerly known as Madonna.
Wait, was this like a fucking Scientology party? That's crazy.
Dude, they're all there always. Seriously.
Yeah, they live there.
It was the first episode of the beginning of the last season of Oprah is the one that John Travolta was on. They even like made this huge prop jet thing, and John Travolta was the captain of it. It like rolled up onto the fucking stage, and he all walks out in a stupid captain's uniform. And then he says to everyone that they all get trips to like these fucking like exotic places and stuff.
He's taking his old roll on from like Look Who's Talking Now.
Yeah, right.
No, it was kind of
so awesome.
It was kind of a pun because you know he has like his own jet in his backyard. Like
right,
yeah,
he has his own everything. All right, let's do a couple comments from this here. Gentleman named Derek Brown. These are all Facebook comments. I like that. Can we put that on our site? So that you can just be logged into Facebook and the comments run that way? So all you have
to do... That'd be cool.
Sitting on a gold
line. That's like kind of neat, because then everyone can see. I'll have to look into that. Anyway, Derek Brown. He says, another white asshole blaming his problems on African Americans and Latinos. This guy ought to be beaten with a dead mackerel. And then... This guy, Jehe Legend, says, karma's a bitch. Watch his wife leave him for a black or Hispanic guy. Or both.
Or for Oprah.
Or Oprah. You don't
know. She's got the time now.
Fucking A. Oh, man. So, there you go. That's our Wednesday on the jam hole.
It's fun.
That's how it is. That's how it goes.
And there was much rejoicing. Yay.
And the people said, amen.
Now I'm going to go to sleep.
All right. Good night, Dana.
That's good night.
Anything else before we
I may have mentioned this on a previous show, but I don't think so. But you reminded me in terms of not letting people down, not being disappointed.
Too late.
To the listeners, out there that have kids and you don't.
I'm disappointed now.
Hear me out.
Okay.
And you don't want them to discover that you've been lying to them for a decade about Santa Claus.
Or God.
Here's my idea. All right. Here's my idea. Middle of Christmas Eve night, right?
You stage Santa's murder.
You know, exactly. You fire off some shotgun rounds, and then, like, they come out scared. You're like, go back to your room! That, like, angry protective voice.
Daddy will handle this!
And then you dig two big piles of dirt, or, like, a big one of dirt, and you're just like, I don't know how to tell you this, kids, but I thought he was a trespasser, and I had to protect my young.
Trying to break into my house, I'll show you. He was all getting up in my cookies and milk and shit. Shit.
Just have a sleigh on its side in the back.
Just slayed it.
But we could pawn his gifts, and so we're going to Disneyland.
He needs to be around hunting season, though, so you can have the deer hanging up in the barn.
Always a silver lining. Always.
Daddy made me eat plants.
You're not a liar. You're just a protector.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Indeed.
All right. Well, thank you, Robbie. It's been a slice. Thank you, Dana.
Yeah.
Email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our website, of course. Please be subscribed in iTunes if you watch the live show. And write a review.
And
give us a 5-star rating. We appreciate
it. Thank you, for not bringing up my cock. Jeez.
That's right. And thank you, Robbie, for not bringing out your cock.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Yeah. We'll be back Friday to end the week with $4.99.
So close.
And then Monday, it's episode 500. So facebook.com/thejamholepodcast. Please invite all of your friends. Just be like, here, I recommend this to you because it's good and they're cool people.
Yeah.
The show is not always good, but the people are cool, and that's all that matters. The show sometimes, yeah. If it was our job, we would take it more seriously.
You'd stop yes. arguing about
it's hard
each
other.
So that means it's pass hard the word to, on because eventually it yeah. could be our job if you
well and then
if
I
you
will,
guys fucking help
no,
out.
No, I'm just
bit.
Saying it's hard doing 8 hours of labor and then coming here mm-hmm. and doing this for another 3 hours.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't be completely ran the fuck down and you know.
Dude, can I? I was so tired at work today. I was like waking up in the ditch and being like, oh.
I had double vision
no
driving
good.
Home. Had to like close one eye,
doing
the
one
road,
eye focus.
Yeah,
like I feel like my camera in
I
a
felt
low light
stupid
situation.
Because I was like at a stoplight and I'm doing this and like there's a car next
guys,
to me.
If you know you're gonna be tired, just have like a pirate eye patch in your glove box.
That's helpful.
It'll save your life.
I kind of can't see out of my left eye anyway, and that's the eye always closed, so it works out.
Okay.
So.
Yeah,
well, it just felt funny because like there was a car by, like right beside me. And I swear they were looking at me like, "Dude, she's gonna die."
Well,
and, like
be careful
trying to like
out
get
there.
The other lane like away from me or behind me, so they're like, "She's gonna hit me."
Sad.
And I got my Google Music beta invite. Currently uploading 145 of 5,259 songs. Looking forward to that. Once the desktop comes back online, we'll have about 40,000 songs, which I don't know. Music Beta said 20,000 at the most, so we'll see how that works. But definitely go to google.com/music if you want to request an invite, and you'll get in that. It's awesome.
Sounds good.
Yeah, 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. You can text me, 406-848-1739. And yeah, we'll see you guys on Friday for episode 499. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.